This is the Reverend Amy Iyer Delevat, Rector of All Saints by the Sea Episcopal Church in Santa Barbara, California, on the third Sunday of Advent 2017. I offer this to the people of All Saints by the Sea and Santa Barbara and beyond who are scattered due to the evacuations from Thomas Fire. I thought it might be helpful to hear your priest's voice, to hear a portion of the gospel appointed for the day, and to hear the sermon that I had intended to preach to you in person. I pray that this offers you some peace and encouragement and strength during this time. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The Gospel of the Lord. What a great time to be a Christian. This was the chief catalyst of World Vision, the Reverend Steve Haas's final message to a room full of Montecito Christians. He came to speak to the four Montecito, California churches about the global refugee crisis, now internationally recognized as the largest refugee and displacement crisis of our time. Conflict has devastated Syria since 2011. Syrian children and families have witnessed unspeakable violence and bear the brunt of the conflict. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. 5.1 million Syrians have fled the country as refugees, and 6.3 million Syrians are displaced within the country. Half of those affected are children. And yet, according to the chief catalyst of World Vision, this is a great time to be a Christian. In light of the greatest migration of refugee people in our lifetime, he says, the church is standing in a critical gap, showing the love and compassion of Christ to their neighbor. In the language of Advent, they are testifying to the light. Of course, this Advent, a different kind of light is drawing our attention, kindling our anxieties, feeding our fears. As fire lights up the ridges and hillsides above Santa Barbara, we find ourselves in our own crisis. And while our crisis pales in comparison to the devastation brought about by the global refugee crisis, it is still wreaking havoc on our lives. Evacuation alarms have caused us to cancel Sunday services 2 weeks in a row. Most of us are among the over 100,000 people who have been evacuated during the course of the Thomas Fire as it consumes more and more acreage. We don't know if our homes are safe. Our pets and children are overwhelmed. Our community of support is scattered, and we adults are becoming weary at best. Over 8,000 firefighters from as far away as Salt Lake City, likely beyond, continue to battle this monster fire, while people in towns throughout our country collectively mourn San Diego fire engineer Corey Iverson and mourn for his family. And here we are. On this third Sunday of Advent, celebrating a season of hope and expectant joy. The cognitive dissonance is confounding. What a great time to be a Christian. Because our faith offers us such real sustenance in this time of need. Rather than calling us to deny the anxiety of our present reality, there is instead an entire category of scripture devoted to lament. Our sadness, confusion, uncertainty, anxiety, even anger is an understandable response to the crisis at hand. And there is nothing wrong with adding our lament to the catalog already contained in Scripture. Our lament won't answer unanswerable questions, but we are joined to others and to God through our lament. The Christian story urges us to seek God not above tragedy, controlling the fates of nature and humanity, but rather amid tragedy, suffering with us and for us. This is nowhere more clear than in the incarnation of God in Jesus Christ, where God breaks into the human pain and suffering, joy and pleasure of our fragile human flesh. In the incarnation, God is joined to the fullest human experience of love and loss out of love for us. God is present, not causing chaos, but entering into it, not sending calamity, but suffering through it, not standing over us, but holding tightly onto us and promising never to let go. Wherever there is human tragedy and pain, the incarnate God is there. God is with us. God is with you. Not in theory, but in flesh. What a great time to be a Christian. Because God does not only suffer with us, but also works through us. St. Paul's assertion that we are the body of Christ is a bold and profound statement of faith. We who are broken, fragile, and finite are those people through whom Christ is active in the world. God sends us into the world to bear and to be Christ's healing and helping presence. Even in the face of a calamity this immense, we are not helpless. I wonder, what signs of Christ's helping and healing presence have you witnessed or enacted in the midst of this disaster? Take a moment to think about that. In addition to the acts you have called to mind, we can donate to Episcopal Relief and Development, who is already actively engaged in areas affected by the Thomas Fire, or to the Diocese of Los Angeles's Wildfire Relief Fund, which is being made available for ministries serving the homeless and the most vulnerable among us who have been affected. Of course, once the smoke clears and the needs are clarified, we can assist in multiple ways with the restoration and rebuildings of lives, for we are the body of Christ. We are agents of God's redemptive and restoring love in the world. What a great time to be a Christian. Now, in this season of Advent, in this season of hope, let us bear witness to the light of Christ that shines continually in the darkness of our world. Amen.